I'm Charlotte. I'm a mom of twins and our family is in the long process of relocating to the UK. I trained and worked as a medical doctor, but I realized the medical world demanded a lifestyle that wasn't just right for me. After medical school, I spent 3 years as a holistic health coach for women, and honestly, I'm still on a journey myself. For the past 20 years, I've been exploring the deep wisdom of the female body, and now I want to share, reflect, and grow alongside you. I created the Saturday Morning Circle as a warm, nourishing place where we can slow down, reconnect, and explore what it truly means to live a life in harmony with ourselves. Together, as a like-minded community, we'll learn how to create a life that nurtures our creativity, honors our cyclical nature, and weaves rhythm and ritual into our days. Imagine women gathering on a slow Saturday morning. Maybe we are knitting, maybe we are crafting something else. And the scent of coffee and fresh flowers is in the air, a space filled with understanding and support. This is our circle, a place where we embrace simplicity, beauty, and wisdom, where we share our gifts, our kindness, and where we are on a journey all together back to ourselves. This podcast and our community are the heart of my work, and I want the Saturday Morning Circle to be more than just a listening experience. I want it to be a space where we truly connect and support one another. That is why I've created a Patreon page, where you'll find a beautiful, growing community of like-minded women, regular online meetups, and extra content I created just for you. It's also a way to support this podcast if it enriches your life. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I'd love for you to join us. As this community of beautiful souls grows, I hope we create a ripple effect, uplifting, inspiring, and making a loving impact on each other's lives. So let's take the next step on this journey together. Let's begin. First of all, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for the lovely start of my podcast. It is so heartwarming to have every single person, every single one of you listening. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. And it is really so much. It really is so important for me to share my insights and to let these insights support you on your journey, navigating the windy path of your life. Every single one of you makes this journey special. As I was creating this episode, I realized that it would be a lovely gift for you if I had created a blog post entry with printable overview to accompany this episode. I've created it and you will find it in the show notes. It is there to support you to get a good overview and to have something on hand while I guide you through this very holistic daisy spring fresh reset. How did I call it? Daisy fresh spring reset. Yeah, that's it. There's something powerful about knowing that we are doing this together, even when we are miles apart. It's all free for you. You will find the link in the show notes, how I said earlier, so you can relax and listen to the podcast and just grasp the concept and the energy of a fresh start. So it is springtime. Spring has sprung, the daffodils are back, and my heart is singing this song of joy, hopefulness, and delight for the year ahead. It is amazing how this reoccurring event of changing seasons has such a deep impact on our overall well-being, especially us as women or those who are menstruating are feeling very closely connected to the seasons. They are just part of our nature and so deeply rooted in our consciousness and our physiology that a change in seasons has this massive impact on our life. Our whole body knows it's spring. It's just the time to roll up the sleeves, tend to the garden, and tend to our lives. Yay! With the equinox behind us, we are entering a new cycle. It's a time for renewal, not just for the earth, but for our lives too. You may notice a natural urge to clean out, refresh, and reset. Our bodies often follow this instinct very naturally, releasing what no longer serves us. But rather than focusing only on decluttering our homes, I want this guide to be something more of a holistic reset. Think of it as tending to all aspects of your life and a full circle renewal that touches not just the outer world, but especially the inner one. And we will take our inner compass as the main guidance for what we want to create in our lives and what we want to reset. By addressing these seven holistic layers of our lives, we are just about to create space for fresh energy to flow, for more vitality, for sorting through the nitty-gritty bits of our life that definitely need sorting. You are not alone. I will be with you doing this reset. And yeah, I just can't wait to crack on. First of all, I want to talk about why we need resets. I mean, we have all busy lives. Everything we do can be seen as something with a cyclic nature. So it's like baking a cake. We gather ingredients, mix, bake, and clean up. But unlike baking, we often leave cycles unfinished and dish remains in the sink, tasks pile up, and we carry the weight mentally and emotionally. But often, especially because our lives nowadays are just so busy and we don't make it full circle with the daily task on hand that we do, we just don't close the loops of the task ahead. And over time, these unfinished loops are accumulating. We start not to bake the cake anymore because the cake tin still needs cleaning, and our life becomes somewhat stagnant. It's not because we are lazy or not organized enough, just because life happens. We get distracted by our kids, by the notifications on our phones, or someone coming into our office room. And it happens to all of us. So the solution to this is not to freak out, but to realize that we can take a day or a week or several days for each layer to dedicate to close these loops, to reset our life, and to just tend to these layers and to give them space to be looked at and to be sorted out. This week is about intentionally closing those loops and regaining clarity with it. So with spring, there is the invitation to reset, not just our surroundings, but our whole being. As I said earlier, it is also deeply written into our physiology. Everything in us wants to reset. True renewal happens when we honor the full spectrum of who we are, from our deepest core to the way we show up into the world. In this episode, we take a holistic approach to the spring reset that moves us through the seven layers of human nature from the inside out. Let me explain these seven layers to you before you get all confused and There's no need to freak out. We just walk through them each one at a time. And I just want you to grasp this concept of looking at our lives, looking at our being from a holistic perspective. We start with our core essence, our true self. This is just the anchor point of everything. It is who we are without the filters of society. It is who we are without the filters of our upbringing. It is who we truly are, our spiritual core essence. And with this spiritual core essence, this is just like, it's like a beautiful little inner pearl we all have because we are spiritual beings. And this little core, this true essence of us that comes with natural talents, that comes with natural beauty, that comes with natural intricacies, things you like, things you don't like, things you want to create, things you don't want to create in your life. And this is where we are all individual. This is where we are all different. And this is what makes us special. This is what makes me Charlotte, where I'm sitting here talking into this microphone. This is why you sitting on the other side and you hopefully like to listen to podcasts. Our core essence is our true being that we all carry in this lifetime. And this is where we start. We start with our true self. But from there, we move outwards during the holistic reset. We will explore our mindset, our belief systems, our emotions, and sort of we tend to the layer, what I was talking about earlier, that has certain filters and where the imprints happen. You know, our true self is pure. It's pure light. It's pure essence. It's just pure beauty. And then we go to the second layer where we have our soul life or our emotions and belief systems and our story sort of stored. From there, we will move outwards, exploring our mindset, belief systems, and emotions. From there, we reach the next layer, our energy, and we will align our energy with what our core essence wants to express during this lifetime. On the next layer, we will reconnect with our body and see what our body might need as a reset. Then we will look at our immediate environment, and as the sixth layer, we will look at our outer environment. And to weave through all of this, as the seventh layer, is a look at our relationships and a look of what we want to create space for in our lives to express our core values and our true self, and to make it thrive, to make us thrive. This reset is not about fixing anything, and this is not the absolute solution, but it is about realigning, coming back to our wholeness, coming back to ourselves, and resetting what is truly important in our lives, what are our priorities, and gives you a good understanding of how to create a life that is aligned with your true self. So we start with our true self. I recommend you in the beginning just to maybe close your eyes for a minute, and not if you're driving a car or something else, but by getting quiet and connecting with our true and wider self. Ask yourself, what truly brings me joy and what makes my heart feel light? What do I long to have more of in my life? Allow these answers to emerge gently and without judgment. Take yourself a minute, close your eyes, and just listen to yourself. Slowly open your eyes, come back to this moment. This is about embracing your deepest desires. You may discover that you need more time in nature, deeper connections, or a renewed creative practice. These insights will become the compass to guide you reset. The key here is to leave behind any inner confusion or self-doubt, allowing your true self to shine clearly without hesitation or uncertainty. Write it down, make it the valid compass of your next week. On the next layer, we explore how our true self wants to feel in our life, the magic that will unfold through this reset. Would you like to experience more calm, or more confidence, or more connection, or more joy? Take whatever it is. What thoughts would help you embody these feelings? Craft your own affirmation to resonate with your desires. For example, if ease is what you long for, you might choose, "I have everything I need to be okay." Keep your own affirmation visible on your mirror, your fridge, or your phone, and return to it whenever you feel overwhelmed, out of tune, or misaligned. In this step, we will use our own affirmation for this reset to anchor us within the new and realigned life we want to create with this reset. Awareness is an essential tool to anchor yourself in healthy thoughts rather than going down the rabbit hole of staying stuck in the old destructive thought pattern. It is so supportive to close the loop on these negative thoughts, replacing them with empowering and uplifting affirmations that align with the life you want to create. Take a moment of time in your day, close your eyes, and think about what your true self wants to express in this lifetime and how you want to feel while your true self expresses itself in this lifetime. Take this feeling and create one affirmation that makes you feel what you wish to feel. Remember to keep it visible on your phone, on your mirror, on your fridge, and return to it whenever you feel overwhelmed, out of tune, or misaligned. The third layer are our routines, and on this third layer, we take a closer look on our daily routines and ask us, do these routines support me on the journey to create the life I want to create or not? Routines and rhythm, tiny steps each day, are the building blocks for the life we want to create. Reflect on what small habit could help you feel more aligned, more in tune with your true self. Perhaps it's a mindful morning stretch rather than the third cup of coffee in the morning. A short walk outside or setting aside 10 minutes for journaling. Choose one simple routine that moves you closer to what you want to cultivate. By establishing these routines, you're closing the loop on the chaos that can creep into our lives when we don't have intentional practices to ground us. This helps you to stay focused, calm, and connected to your deeper purpose. The fourth layer is talking about our body. And this is where we are inviting a reset. I invite you to pause and to listen to your body. Which part feels strong and healthy? Where do you sense discomfort or tension? Offer yourself gentle care. Just embrace whatever is there. Make the dentist appointment or search out for help for any other thing where you need some support. Maybe your body craves a warm bath with Epsom salt, a nourishing meal, or extra rest. If something feels off, consider seeking support, whether from a loved one, a practitioner, or simply through supportive self-care rituals. Pay attention and listen. Whether it's an area of chronic tension or deep fatigue that has been ignored, by nurturing your body, you are creating space for healing and energy to flow. By tending to your body, you're forever home. You restore vitality and a sense of well-being. By taking your physical needs seriously, you tell your body, hey, I'm listening. I am here for you and I will do whatever it needs so you can feel better, slowly, step by step. Your body will really appreciate it. The fifth layer, our immediate environment, deals with our direct surrounding. Our surroundings shape our well-being, often in ways we don't even realize. Take a look at your skincare products, clothing, and cleaning supplies. Are they aligned with your values and preferences? Perhaps it's time to switch to products that feel more nourishing or sustainable. Every small choice here creates ripples of feel-good feelings. You know, especially if you have children or a family that surrounds you, choosing cleaning supplies where you don't need to be scared of if they come in contact with your child's mouth or not, it can make a huge difference how you can relax into your days. The scratchy jumper can go, the windows can get a clean up, etc. Look around what areas of your immediate environment feel unfinished or out of alignment. By making intentional changes that reflect your true values, you will notice how the energy in your space shifts. These adjustments give you the freedom to feel fully supported by the environment around you. Always remember what life you want to create in the long run. Honoring our belongings, our things, whether by mending our favorite piece of clothing, upcycling, or simply caring for what we have, is an act of respect that mirrors how we can care for ourselves. When we nurture our environment with intention, it reflects back into our lives, creating harmony inside and out. On the sixth layer, we are talking about our wider environment. Expand your focus to your home. Give yourself the gift of a simple, intentional tidy up. Play an uplifting song, or I love to listen to cleansing chimes while I let some fresh air in, tidy up, clean, and at the end I always burn some of my favorite incense. Clear space that has been weighing on you. A cluttered countertop, a disorganized shelf, even small changes shift the energy and invite freshness into your space. This step is about closing the loops of disorganization and overwhelm. By decluttering and organizing, you're freeing up physical space, which often mirrors the release of emotional and mental clutter. Tidying your surroundings create a clean slate, both externally and internally. The seventh layer is about aligning your relationships and finding a new way of living. Finally, reflect on your relationships. Which ones bring you joy and support? Are there conversations that need to happen, or perhaps gentle boundaries that needs to be set? Relationships are at the core of our well-being. This step is about recognizing where you need closure, healing, and clarity. It's not about judgment. It's about honoring what matters most to you and creating relationships that nourish and uplift you. By making space for a new way of living that is aligned with your true self, you allow yourself to fully unfold within your life. It is your life, and we need your beautiful individuality here in this very time on earth. Take up the space you need to fully embrace whatever you want to bring. Lean into your talents and whatever brings you joy and fulfillment. By reflecting on these seven layers, you're not just going through the motions of decluttering or creating space, you're actively closing the loops that have been holding you back from living fully. Each layer offers an opportunity to release stuck energy, reclaim your power, and make space for new, vibrant energy to enter. We are far more energetic beings than we often realize, and this process is about tending to that energy with care. At the same time, I encourage you to pair every realization and answer that came to you with a corresponding action. It is nothing more magical than pairing an insight with action. This is the balance that builds a life we love, honoring both reflection and movement. Both sides are equally important. This reset isn't about perfection, but about giving yourself permission to start fresh in all areas of your life. Embrace the process of starting fresh, knowing that each small step moves you closer to the life you want to create. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this moment with me. I hope today's episode made you feel seen, heard, and embraced, and gives you a fresh perspective on whatever you need to sort out in your life, where you need a daisy fresh spring reset. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to join our community over on Patreon, where we can connect more deeply one-on-one through regular online meetups, share reflections and extra content. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to meet you there and get to know you. And one thing that is very close to my heart, if this podcast speaks to you, it would mean the world to me if you leave a 5-star review, just a few little words, how this podcast enriches your life, and maybe you like to share it with someone you love. Someone who also would like to embrace a slower pace in life and need wishes for a sense of community. I'd love to meet them too. Until next time, let's keep slowing down, embracing the beauty in our days, and walk each other home. We are together on this journey. Lots of love, Charlotte. See you next Saturday. Big hug. Bye.